Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by Rose Wallen and Stephen Price, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Castle Country gardening classes taught by USU Extension. Stephen, Rowe, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about Castle Country gardening for a second. So this is a nice series of classes. You got about four classes you're going to take, $5 per class or $20 for the whole series. But if people want to sign up, what kind of things are they going to be learning here?
All right. This is always one of our favorite series to host each year. It's some basics of gardening. So we're going to start out learning about vegetables. In February, we'll talk about edible landscapes. March is going to be water-wise turf and some turf alternatives that are becoming more popular. And then in April, we are going to be talking about how to battle weeds. Always an important topic.
Yeah, those are all really fun gardening topics. I'm especially interested in the turf one. I mean, you're seeing across the state due to drought conditions, a shift away from more natural lawns into that. So I think that's going to be something that people would love to learn about. Now, if people are kind of on the fence about why they should sign up for this, how would you encourage them to get involved with this class?
Yeah, so the reason we start teaching these classes is that Roe and I get a lot of calls from homeowners, from people that manage landscapes looking at different issues in the garden. And so we kind of teach this as we're giving you good locally based information, so not something that, you know, maybe works best back east or maybe something that works great in Logan, but maybe doesn't quite translate to our climate. We have a tough climate, tough soils, lots of different issues here. So we are really gearing everything towards local Castle Country gardeners, homeowners.
And that's something we've talked about before when we had you guys in to talk about the Master Gardener program, that these are things that are mainly focused towards the environment within the Castle Country. You know, you Google tips online for gardening, you're going to see a bunch of stuff that might not apply to the soils around here. So what you guys are doing is really important.
Yeah, you don't have to be you don't have to be have the best looking lawn on the block. We just want to give you the even if you haven't done much of this and you're just wanting to start with basics, we'll teach you everything you need to know and give you resources to help you be successful in the future.
Now, if there are people who are interested in signing up for this class, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you guys and to register?
You're welcome to, if you have questions, you're welcome to call us at either of our offices, or you can sign up online at Eventbrite is the best way to do it. It's going to be held on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and we're going to be having them at the USU Eastern campus. So it'll be easy to find and just a nice, relaxed. We usually have a great group of people there.
Yeah, these are the classes that really get people out and about from the community. It's always engaging when you get involved with gardening. Now, Stephen Rowe, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No. We just encourage you to come out. We always have a great time. We love meeting people who are interested in gardening.
Well, Stephen Rowe, thank you again both so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.